Timeless, Chapter 11, Part 3. As they walked towards where Celestia sat, Shifting couldn't resist leaning over to Luna, whispering briefly in her ear.
After the dance, I do hope I can sample such a delicacy again.
The maroon color on the alicorn's cheeks made Shifting cackle, then I grinning at her.
Don't tell me you didn't see that coming.
I want to disagree, but I cannot.
Then, my princess, shall we enjoy the dance? I do believe the music is about to start.
The first few songs were a mix, the customary slow dances that were popular with such gatherings being played by an orchestra that filed in. But that quickly changed as the music shifted to the DJ, faster songs piping through the speakers. Ponies twirled this way and that, the atmosphere generally peppy. Shifting watched the proceedings with Luna and Celestia, his eyes flickering over the crowd. It was a positive vibe, and yet something was off. It then hit him as another dance started up. While a few Thestrals danced, the majority were off to the side, seeming to be a bit uncomfortable in the spotlight. He didn't blame them for that, this was one of the few events that they had been specifically invited to. Shifting grinned, knowing it was time for Pop Plan 1, Icebreaker.
Princesses, please open these on the commencement of the next song.
Shifting instructed, levitating the two small boxes over to Celestia and Luna respectively, the pair looking at him curiously.
Shifting, what are you planning?
Luna asked, the stallion floating a small note over to the DJ.
Merriment and joy, nothing less.
He remarked, the DJ repeating the intro for a new song now. As the new music thudded out over the floor, a few ponies formed a line for the dance. The knowledge of steps being near common knowledge to any creature who likes such types of dances. Shifting grinned as Luna's hoof immediately began to tap with the beat, the stallion then standing and bowing.
Don't suppose you'll join me on the line?
He asked, levitating a crystal out of his satchel and tapping it with a hoof. For the second time that night, Luna's jaw dropped as her date trotted out onto the dance floor. Magic swirled around his frame, armor being replaced with a sparkling white suit and matching half-cape, red highlights drawing quite a few eyes in the room. His greaves were even changed, sparkling with faux diamonds set into the white silk. As the main song began to play, Shifting took his place on the line and saw Thestral Colt tapping his hooves to the beat off to the side, the youngster still staying close to his parents. Catching the eye of the older Thestral, Shifting nodded, gesturing to the colt with a smile. The youngster looked to his parents curiously, the pair's expression brightening as they nodded towards the commander encouragingly. Trotting out to take a place at Shifting's side, the colt was all smiles as the steps began, not feeling as alone with the commander at his side. Having practiced this dance dozens of times, Shifting had a carefree grin plastered on his face as he moved in time with every pony else, not caring at the astonished glances shot his way as the commander of the Lunar Knights danced. As soon as Luna recovered from her shock, she levitated the box over and opened it. Her date surprising her for the third time that evening. Sitting on a small velvet cushion, a small crystal sat with a simple note.
For disco attire, tap twice.
Halfway through the first set of moves, Luna couldn't take it anymore. Tapping the crystal, the alicorn let out a giggle as magic swirled over her body. Flashy four-limb bands snapped into existence, teal and pink standing out against her dark blue fur. Her mane billowed and poofed, becoming similar to the style that she tried on her day off with Celestia. Trotting out with a laugh, the princess took a place on the other side of Shifting, attracting even more astonished gazes. More than a few jaws dropped further, as Celestia tapped her crystal, a similar attire dawning on her frame. The mare calmly looked over to some gaping nobles and shrugged, walking out to take a place at the back of the line with a carefree smile. She was quickly joined by a familiar pair, Fancy Pants and Fleur de Lis, taking a place in the line. As Luna and Shifting ran through the dance again, the song smoothly looping halfway as more ponies joined the line. The Lunar Princess could only smile. Thestrals and nobles mingled during the dance, boundaries eliminated by a silly but fun exercise. Smiles spread around the room, the majority of ponies joined in, even if they only knew a few steps here and there.
Is this what you wanted, Shifting? To show me that we're all in this together?
Her question seemed to answer itself, as Shifting's eyes met with hers ever so briefly. The stallion winked, smoothly spinning into the next set of moves.
You continue to amaze me, my knights.
As the song ended, every pony was left panting and trying to catch their breath. Returning to their seats, Shifting, Celestia, and Luna still stayed in their attire, the Lunar Princess looking over to her commander.
Shifting, that was incredible!
She exclaimed, clapping her hooves together.
And the spell, it's fantastic! Oh, and sister, you look great!
Shifting bobbed his head happily to the tune that started up now. A few recovered couples danced to the slightly slower song.
I'm just happy every pony had fun, you included. I do believe there are some slow songs coming up, and I'd love to have a dance or two.
Only if you keep wearing that attire, because you look incredible.
Luna replied, the rather long gaze directed towards Shifting bringing a blush to both her and his cheeks. Another wink was her answer, shifting then turning his attention to the dance floor. After two more medium-paced songs, a slower tune then began, offering a hoof to Luna, shifting lighter to the dance floor as the princess clearly tried to restrain a wide grin. The slight size difference wasn't terribly important, Shifting easily adjusting a hoof.
"Thank you, Shifting,"
Luna whispered as the stallion guided her through the slower waltz.
"This means a great deal more than I think you realize."
Shifting's expression softened, his eyes meeting Luna's briefly.
"Luna, I might be one of the few who does have an inkling of how much it means. Maybe not all, but I can imagine. And you are most welcome, of course."
Luna couldn't hold back a slight sniff, only able to nod.
"I really wouldn't mind some more times like this too. I know slow dances aren't on the same level of enjoyment as others for you, but still."
"I'd like that,"
Luna replied, trying to not turn into total putty as Shifting led her through a simple yet impeccable waltz step. As the dance concluded, they bowed formally to each other, Shifting then gesturing to a side exit.
"May we?"
Luna nodded, Shifting trotting along at her side. Only once they were in a small secluded area of the garden did the stallion sit down, hoof nervously tapping the cobblestones briefly. The fresh moon cast peaceful shadows among the tall hedges that surrounded them, and the soft sounds of nocturnal birds reaching their ears, the inhabitants of the garden slowly coming to wakefulness.
Luna, there's something I'd like to ask,"
he said softly, gentle gaze meeting hers.
"Perhaps it's just formality at this point, but I was wondering if being my mare friend was something that you'd like to, well, be?"
His words trailed off, the stallion letting out a chuckle.
"Clearly age doesn't eliminate jitters."
Luna opened her mouth, then closing it as she nodded, wanting to give some sort of answer, even if not able to speak.
"Shifting, I've honestly considered us such an item ever since we started dating regularly, as I thought it was customary. I enjoy the thought of an official title, though, so yes, if that wasn't clear."
Shifting laughed, filled with relief and happiness as he hopped up and down twice, then settling down to trot a bit close to Luna. Pausing in front of her, the stallion placed a hoof gently under her chin, the alicorn smiling as Shifting brought her into a tender kiss.
"I did say I'd like to enjoy that a bit more,"
Shifting whispered, prompting a giggle.
"Indeed you did."
Taking Luna's hoof in his, Shifting's ears flicked in thought, the stallion letting out a sigh.
"Luna, much of this is new territory for me and for you, as you've said. I guess I'm trying to say that I look forward to seeing how it all goes with you. In two different senses, at least to us, and being there for each other."
Luna nodded, giving Shifting's hoof a squeeze.
"I very much look forward to the same, my knight. Now, shall we return to the dance floor?"
"Indeed, I think we shall, my princess."
Far from the festivities, a group of ponies was gathered on a bare rocky outcropping, the expanse jutting out from the mountainside far above Canterlot. The eyes of a shimmering blue mare narrowed as a panting pony paused in front of her, his horn still sparking from a teleportation spell.
"Report!"
she hissed, a dozen armored ponies behind her standing in respect at the sound of her voice.
"Princess Sparkle is visiting at the end of next week. I have the schedule of when she leaves the guards company and wanders Canterlot before ending up at the train station."
The dark green pony panted, the icy gaze of the mare boring into his soul.
"You have done well. Get food and rest. We move then."
The mare growled, ears flicking as a pony behind her let out a hum.
"Princess Sparkle? Really? We're going after her? Are you sure that's—"
The mare sighed, the sound immediately silencing the question. She trotted up to the armored stallion in question with an impressive gaze. She then looked over to her left, every pony present wincing.
"If you wish to question my motives, or rather our master's, feel free to do so. The answer will be the same that I gave to your disruptive friend."
The mercenary shook his head, every pony's eyes drifting to a frozen figure in the corner of the rocky expanse. The two shocked eyes of an earth pony stallion were frozen in time, an icicle protruding from the individual's skull.
"We move next week. Alert the others."
Man, what a transition. Fun dancing to a group of stone-cold mercenaries. Or, well, some of them at least. Anywho, let's get on to our super kind donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldhard, J10 Man, Darkside, and only one thing. TacoCat598, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyGiller557, Stu Hex, Will, Omicron Lyre, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Cadge, RuneTheth9852, Madman Stan, Lizzie Perkett, Drake Love Dragon, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hot Zaza, Convair, and many more superb people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.